you with us here tonight. It's a beautiful night here in Atlanta, and hope it's been a great day wherever you are. And we will be taking your telephone calls momentarily. Again, our local number, 872-0750. Our national toll-free number, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I think we're going to have an interesting program tonight. In our second half hour, we expect calls from Mr. Perfect and also from the Intercontinental Champion in the World Wrestling Federation, Shawn Michaels. They are not at home. They are wrestling tonight, we understand, and we will hopefully be able to speak with them sometime in our second half hour. And also, in just a few moments, we'll be going to the telephone to talk to one of the newer members to the WWF broadcast team, a man that many of you will hear every Sunday at noon Eastern Time on USA Cable. On All American Wrestling, the Wizard will be with us, and we'll be taking your calls about the World Wrestling Federation or anything that's on your mind here tonight on the program. Also in the broadcast, we'll be talking more about the Sunday, June 13th pay-per-view spectacular. You know, the next great pay-per-view in wrestling, ladies and gentlemen, is definitely on Sunday, June 13th, 8 o'clock starting time. That's an Eastern start from the Nutter Center in Dayton, Ohio. Maybe we'll get some calls tonight from Dayton, Ohio. It's a great city, and that's where the King of the Ring pay-per-view will take place exclusively, as we said, on pay-per-view. Hulk Hogan to defend the WWF title against Yokozuna. We'll take your calls on that. And we also know that four men have qualified thus far for the King of the Ring tournament, that being the number one seed, Bret the Hitman Hart, the narcissist Lex Luger, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and Razor Ramon. Tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, either Bam Bam Bigelow or Typhoon will advance, as they will go one-on-one tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. We'll talk more about Raw a little bit later in the broadcast as well. I'll also tell you about next weekend's television on the WWF Network. Going to be a great weekend for TV on the WWF Network, and I'll talk about that a little bit later in the program as well. So we've got a lot of things to talk over. All of our phone lines are blinking. Our producer, Daryl Harris, is working feverishly to get that taken care of. And I understand, Daryl, our guest is on the line, so we shall go to our telephone and talk to our first guest of the evening. The Wizard is on the phone, and welcome, sir, to our broadcast.
Well, indeed, it is your pleasure, Jim Ross. You know, and first of all, you said it was a nice day in Atlanta, right?
It's beautiful here. Beautiful day.
Beautiful, yeah, but you're in the South.
You're right. You're good at your geography, so we're in Atlanta.
Of course
in the
I am.
South.
I'm the Wizard.
Atlanta's in the South. I hope the weather's nice wherever you are.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, I heard you say that the King of the Ring, June 13th, is going to take place in Dayton, Ohio. Do you know why Hulk Hogan wanted this title defense to be in Dayton, Ohio?
I don't know, but I have a feeling we're about to be enlightened.
Because he said he wanted to defend the WWF Championship in the heart of America, Dayton, Ohio.
Well, he gets his wish because it's certainly the heart of America. Great.
But do you know what's going to happen on June 13th in Dayton, Ohio? Hulk Hogan is going to have his very own heart crushed by Yokozuna. It's that simple.
Well, if that would happen, a lot of hearts would be broken as well, quite frankly. But that should be a great battle. You know, I heard Mr. Fuji's comments on television this weekend, and he made a very good point, I felt like, when he said that this time Yokozuna had plenty of time to prepare for Hulk Hogan. You might want to embellish on that remark. I know you heard it as well.
In addition to that, Jim Ross, this time Yokozuna is going to come in fresh. This time Yokozuna is not going to step into the ring after having wrestled 20 hard minutes to become the WWF champion. I mean, in my eyes, I feel Yokozuna still is the WWF champion.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. I happen not to be one of them, but be that as it may, another...
There was never a match.
Well, Fuji made the challenge.
No, Fuji did. I give you that. Fuji did make a challenge, but contracts needed to be signed. Bells needed to be rung.
Songs needed to be sung, but it didn't happen that way, and they made a verbal agreement, and it worked for Kim Basinger. I guess it would be applicable there, right?
Who did Kim Basinger ever beat?
Well, I'm not going to get into that, but I've read a little bit in the Inquirer, but I don't want to go into that in detail. Let's talk about, before we go to the telephones, the four men that have qualified in this tournament, and the fans need to remember that this tournament on June 13th on pay-per-view is a single elimination tournament, sudden death, if you will. Bret Hart, the number one seed, Lex Luger, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and Razor Ramon all have qualified. All four certainly capable of being the king of the ring. And then tomorrow night, you got a big matchup on Monday Night Raw with Bam Bam Bigelow and Typhoon. How do you see this tournament shaping up? Is there a favorite in the early going?
Well, everybody so far is picking Bret the Hitman Hart because he was seeded number one. My personal choice is the narcissist Lex Luger. He has knocked out everybody that he has been in the ring with. There's yet to be anyone who could put a stop to the narcissist. But you look at with the four people that are in the tournament right now, it could be Hacksaw Jim Duggan facing the Hitman Bret Hart. I mean, what's going to happen there?
That could be a good match, too.
What about the narcissist Lex Luger and Bret Hart?
Well, I think that would make Bret Hart very happy, and Lex Luger feels very confident that he has the abilities and the skills to defeat the Hitman.
Well, he's knocked him out already. I mean, what more needs to be done?
You know, I wonder how much more his right arm weighs than his left arm with all that steel in his forearm. How does this guy get through one of those metal detectors at the airport?
Does it really matter when you knock everybody out? You know, everybody talks about is it fair, but is it fair that the narcissist Lex Luger is the greatest mesomorphic phenom in the entire world today?
What was that word again?
Is that fair? Mesomorphic phenom. I realize it's more than two syllables, and people from Oklahoma have problems with that. But
that wasn't very nice.
But it's true.
Well, I think we've had enough of our conversation. Let's go to the telephone. We got a lot of people wanting to get on the phone tonight, so let's jump out there through the miracles of radio and talk to David in Austell. David, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. Our guest tonight is the Wizard. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Jim?
Good, thanks.
How are you, Wizard?
Box of fluffy ducks.
Jim.
Yes.
I heard a rumor that the Night Stalker and Scotty Flamingo have entered the WWF under the names of Atomic Bomb and Johnny Polo.
You know anything about that, Wizard?
Well, I know that I saw an Atomic Bomb this past week, and this gentleman stands in excess of like 6'9" tall, and he was an incredible specimen, destroyed everything that stood in his path. And he had a young man by the name of Johnny Polo accompanying him as well.
All right, David, so that may address that issue. Let's talk to Stephen, who's calling us from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Stephen, you're messing with Jim Ross.
This ought to be great.
And the Wizard, how you doing, Stephen?
Hi. And Wizard, I want to say something. Better shut your mouth about Oklahoma.
There you go, Stephen.
In trouble.
That's right.
Yeah. And
Wizard's
well,
probably.
You know, I would say something about Oklahoma. There's really nothing much to say.
Yeah, if the truth was no, we'd probably find out, Stephen, that the Wizard was probably actually from Texas or somewhere obscene like that. But that's not the issue. What's your question, Stephen?
Well, I just want to know. I was looking through one of my old WWF magazines that I had here, and I happened to look at an earthquake section here, and I was wondering, whatever happened to him?
Wizard, whatever happened to the earthquake?
Well, the earthquake is currently wrestling in Japan, and the earthquake, I believe, took a little bit of time off from the World Wrestling Federation, but you never know when some tremors might start taking place again.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate your call tonight, my friend. Let's talk to Andy in Austell. Andy, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. You got a question for the Wizard?
No, sir.
Well, you got a question for me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well,
I got two of them.
Well, you're almost out of there, Andy. He said, no, that second one. You're gone. Darryl puts you in space here. What's up?
All right. My first question, has Papa Shango won the USWA title?
I think that he did. Wizard, you know, I think he did, didn't he?
Of course. You know what the great thing about having the Wizard on the air is?
You know everything.
Is it? I do. I know everything.
Well,
and the answer to that question is yes.
All right. Andy, answer the first question is yes. And what else is on your mind?
I also heard some unconfirmed rumors about some guys signed with the WWF. I was just wondering, have you heard of Howard Stern, Howard the Hammer?
Howard Stern? No. No, I don't know Howard Stern. He's a radio guy, isn't he? Up in New York. But I don't think he's going to be wrestling anything. Let's see. so much for Andy. Andy, take a nap and go to bed. Jason in Stone Mountain, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and the Wizard. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to ask about two people. I wanted to know what happened to the Big Boss Man and to Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Well, Greg the Hammer Valentine, I heard somewhere, he was on an international tour. He's doing some freelance, some independent stuff. And the Big Boss Man, I think, is still affiliated with WWF. Is he not Wizard in some shape, form, or fashion?
Yes, he is. I believe the Big Boss Man is a goodwill ambassador. I think the fact of the matter is that the Big Boss Man just felt the going was a little bit too tough for him in the WWF and maybe wanted to take some time off.
Well, I don't. He's from, you know, this is the, now you're talking about a guy that's a native Georgia. Now he's from Cobb County.
I think. Need I say any more?
Well,
might as well be from Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, I don't. That's we're not even going to make any remark. We're going to go back to the Wizard here in a few moments. I have to stop at this point, though, ladies and gentlemen, and tell you about Monday Night Raw. And we'll be back with the Wizard in just a few moments. Monday Night Raw got to be the hottest program on cable television, bar none. It is the highest-rated wrestling program on all of cable television in these here United States of America. It's on tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on USA Cable, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Big-time broadcast tomorrow night, live. You see it as it happens. Nothing like it. A return match for the Intercontinental title. This time, Lumberjacks are going to surround the ring when Shawn Michaels defends against Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And I know that these Lumberjacks range from what I hear Yokozuna may be at ringside. I also hear that Michael's old nemesis, Mr. Perfect, will be at ringside as well. We'll find out more about that in our second half hour of the program. Also, tomorrow night, a qualifying match for the King of the Ring tournament. Big-time matchup. Two super heavyweights, Typhoon and Bam Bam Bigelow, both guys around the 400-pound mark. All that and much more with Vince McMahon, Macho Man Randy Savage, and Bobby the Brain Heenan. Tomorrow night, USA Cable, 9 o'clock. Don't miss Monday Night Raw.
This is the Stinger here for Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Give him a call and talk to him right now on 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Call now.
Sting loves this program. Listens to it every week, I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here on the air in Atlanta. It's a beautiful night. And our meteorologist, who has never lost a wrestling match, by the way, and it's been documented, Kirk Mellish, our full-time meteorologist, says that tonight a few clouds and a low of 62 degrees. And Kirk Headlock Mellish further tells us that tomorrow it will be partly sunny and warm here in Atlanta with a high of 86 degrees tomorrow. And it's right now 75 here on top of Peachtree. And we are with the Wizard. Wizard is back with us here on the air now, and we are going to go back to the telephones. David is on the line on a Bell South car phone. Hi, David.
How you doing, Jim?
Good, thanks.
Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, thanks for calling.
All my friends call me the Masked Marvel, but I have a question for the Wizard. Are you Bruce Pritchard?
Well, that's Who did I say I was? I said I was the Wizard.
That's
David. David, you say your name is David, so therefore I address you as David. I said I'm the Wizard, therefore I am the Wizard.
Okay, well,
you must be from Atlanta.
Okay. Well, what my question, Mr. Ross, was.
Wait. You said you had one question.
Well,
you asked it.
We'll give him two.
Well, see, you didn't want to answer the question, was it?
I did answer the question.
Okay. You answered the question. Excuse me. I was wanting to know if any other wrestlers are in negotiations to come to WWF, and what has happened to Razor Ramon? I haven't seen him on TV lately.
David, about to lose you there. Razor Ramon, I've seen him on some broadcast. His schedule perhaps just not allow him to be on television as much perhaps as they would have liked. I don't really know, but he's still up and running. As a matter of fact, he's already qualified for the King of the Ring tournament, and he'll be one of eight men that will be wrestling in that tournament. Let's go back. And David, thank you for your call. Let's talk to Richard in Fairmont, West Virginia. Richard, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB, and our guest is the Wizard. What's your question?
I was wondering, I heard last week Mr. Savage say something about WCW being the minor leagues of professional wrestling, and I was just wondering, I didn't understand it, because you look at Hulk Hogan, the WWF champion, and you compare him to, say, Vader, and it's not even close. It's ridiculous. Vader would destroy
You're
him.
Right. It is ridiculous.
He would destroy him.
Well, Hogan probably would destroy Vader.
No.
Well, you know, Richard, that's why there's more than one flavor of ice cream. We all get the chance to pursue what we like, and I think that Macho Man's a very intense athlete, and he believes that. And as far as he's a two-time WWF champion, really couldn't expect him to say anything else but that remark. Let's talk to Melissa. She's calling from Columbia, Pennsylvania.
Melissa, we thank you for holding, and okay. You're on with Jim Ross and the Wizard.
How you doing, Jim?
Fine, thank you.
I was wondering if you know when Big Boss Man be coming back.
No, I know that he's going to be. I know he's going to be playing golf this Friday in Pittsburgh at the Bill Frelick Celebrity Golf Tournament, representing the WWF. But as far as him being back in the ring, I really don't know. I know that he's probably going to be back in the ring at some time. Wizard, do you have anything to add to that, or any light you can shed on that regarding the Big Boss Man's schedule or his return, perhaps, to the WWF?
No, like I said before, I believe the Big Boss Man right now is licking his wounds and taking a little break from the action.
So it's really tough when a guy travels as much as those big people do, and the intensity of the, and on the tolls in their bodies. It's good sometimes to take a break and heal up, basically. Let's talk to Clarence in Decatur. Clarence, you're on AM 750 WSB.
Yes, Jim, I'd just like to take 1 second and tell you the appreciation I have for your standard of excellence in broadcasting the Wrestling Challenge.
Oh, thank you.
And I just like to say that, what would be your pick for the Mr. Perfect joint match this coming Saturday? I'll be watching that. What would be your pick for that matchup?
Well, good question. And this Saturday on, it's like a promo. We segue right into that. This weekend on Wrestling Challenge with the Bobby the Brain and yours truly will be this rematch with Doink and Mr. Perfect. I have a hard time picking against Mr. Perfect. I think he's a great athlete. I think Doink's a great athlete as well. But I'll lean toward Mr. Perfect this weekend, Clarence. And we thank you for your call. Let's see here. Let's talk to John in Dallas. John, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and the Wizard.
Hey,
go right ahead.
Okay. Are you going to be there at Slamboree?
Am I going to be at Slamboree?
Yeah.
Nope, can't be there this time, John. I'm going to miss Slamboree. Wizard, you're not going to make Slamboree either, are you?
No, I don't believe I am.
Okay. Well, we got about a minute left before we got to go to news here. And, Wizard, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. And maybe we can do this again somewhere down the road. And here's some more of your insight.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Are you awake? Are you okay there? Are you bored with this program? Are you bored talking to all these wonderful fans across America and 38 states?
Well, the guy from West Virginia was a little slow.
Oh.
But, you know, what do you expect? It's the South.
All right, well, sorry. Sorry.
You know, those people from West Virginia, they're kind of funny. Well, Virginian period, but...
Okay, well, we so much for the geography lesson. Thank you very much again for your time, and I'm sure we shall speak again.
Very well.
Good night, sir. That from the Wizard, and we'll have hopefully Mr. Perfect and Shawn Michaels in the second half hour, and we'll be back.
Now more with America's leading wrestling broadcaster. It's Wrestling with Jim Ross. You can talk with Jim Ross and his guests by calling 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
And welcome back, everyone, to the program. Thanks for being with us here tonight. Again, we hope you'll be a part of the program, 872-0750 here in Atlanta. Our national toll-free number, we're heard in 38 states on this beautiful evening, 1-800-WSB-TALK. And, Darrell, we do have our guest ready, I do understand, correct? And we're going to go to the back of the telephones. And do we have Mr. Perfect on the line?
Okay, here he is right now.
Okay, thank
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Mr. Perfect.
Yes.
Jim Ross, you're on the air live. How are you?
I'm doing perfect, of course, Mr. Ross.
Good deal, my friend. Listen, a couple of issues I want to talk to you about. Tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, the fans are looking forward to the rematch for the Intercontinental title, Shawn Michaels defending against Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Now, before we talk about your situation with Shawn Michaels, I understand that you will be one of the Lumberjacks at ringside tomorrow night, and that could be, as far as I know your rivalry is concerned with the champion, a very interesting situation.
Well, of course it is, and I'm happy to be chosen to be one of the Lumberjacks because I want to witness Shawn Michaels because, you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, as everybody knows, I predict tomorrow night Shawn Michaels will walk out a very hurt and destroyed man.
Well, your rivalry, of course, is really building, and the fans that saw WrestleMania saw what happened after your match with Lex Luger and the altercation that you had with Shawn Michaels. I'm looking forward to your one-on-one matchup with him, quite frankly, and, of course, you may be having to prepare for Hacksaw Jim Duggan if Duggan wins the title tomorrow night.
Well, that's correct. Well, if Duggan wins the title or not tomorrow night, that's beside the point. Right now, Shawn Michaels has got one coming from Mr. Perfect. You don't come up from behind and hit Mr. Perfect and leave him in the garbage like a piece of trash, and that's exactly what he did. And when Shawn Michaels and Mr. Perfect meet, I'll tell you right now, Shawn Michaels will not leave me in the garbage again.
This weekend, certainly a busy time right now. Everybody trying to qualify for the King of the Ring tournament. That'll be, of course, on Sunday, June 13th, a big pay-per-view event from the Nutter Center in Dayton, Ohio. This coming weekend, you have a rematch on WWF Challenge with Doink the Clown. Any thoughts about the rematch? Will it be different this time?
Well, it's going to be different because we've already met on a couple occasions here. Now, this is going to be, there has to be a winner to qualify for the King of the Ring. It's going to happen, and I'm going to tell you right now, if I can't beat a clown, I'm not Mr. Perfect.
Well, that matchup on the WWF Network on Wrestling Challenge this week, what do you think about, you know, you've been in championship situations. Your dad, Larry the Axe Hennig, one of the great stars in wrestling, being a second-generation wrestler. Everybody wants to be the best in their profession, no matter if they're selling real estate or if they're wrestling, whatever the score is.
Mm-hmm.
The WWF Championship, got to be the ultimate goal for any athlete in the World Wrestling Federation. Hogan is the champion. He's going to wrestle Yokozuna. Give me your thoughts athletically about that matchup. I think it's going to be a heck of a challenge for Hogan to retain the title.
Well, I do, too. You know, as everybody knows, Hulk Hogan is probably the greatest thing that ever happened to the World Wrestling Federation, and he's been a great champion throughout the years and everything. But to be perfectly honest with you, Yokozuna is not only a 505-pound man. He's very athletic. He's got that balance of a sumo wrestler, and he's a hard man to take out. And I'm actually looking at Yokozuna being the next World Wrestling Federation champion.
I think it's very difficult when you talk about preparing for an athlete that weighs 505 pounds. I mean, who do you train with? You don't go find another 505-pounder to, you know, to work on your...
Well, also, Hulk Hogan's been doing quite a bit of movie stuff, you know. If you're not training in something every day, if you're not in that ring working out, I don't care what kind of shape you're in, if you're not prepared ring-wise... And with your wind and stamina, you can't perform up to your greatest status.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, I wish you the best of luck this weekend on Challenge against Doink. And I'm looking forward to watching Monday Night Raw tomorrow night live as it happens. This Lumberjack match, I got a feeling it's going to be pretty interesting.
It's going to be interesting. Also, I want to tell you, I went out today golfing. I golfed a perfect round of par golf today.
Did you really?
You bet.
All right. Well, congratulations, and we'll see you down the road, as they say.
Okay, Jim, you take it easy.
Thanks very much.
Goodbye.
That was Mr. Perfect, great athlete, and we'll be going back to telephones. We hope to be talking to the Intercontinental Champion Shawn Michaels also in this half hour, and I'm sure Daryl will let us know when that's going to be taking place. And while we're doing that, let's go back to the telephones and talk to Joe in Atlanta. Joe, I want to thank you for holding. And you're on AM 750 WSB.
Cool. Oh, yeah. All right. Who's going to be there at the Daytona match?
The Dayton match in Dayton, Ohio? Well, so far, the main event's been announced. Hulk Hogan versus Yokozuna for the WWF title. The other matches will comprise an 8-man single elimination tournament. Thus far, 4 men have qualified. Bret Hart, Lex Luger, Jim Duggan and Razor Ramon, and tomorrow night we'll find out if Typhoon or Bam Bam Bigelow will qualify.
Okay, and can you tell me who's going
to
win?
Can I tell you who's going to win?
Yeah,
That's the Wizard's job. He'll have to. He's got the crystal ball. I do not have the crystal ball. The best man will win, as they say in the Old West. We're going to go back to the telephone, or back to our guest line, and we have now the Intercontinental Champion Shawn Michaels in the line. Mr. Michaels, I know you're a very busy man, but I want to thank you for taking time to be with us tonight here live on the radio.
You're Justin Oakey from Muskogee.
Yeah, you're close.
Okay, here you are once again taking time out of my very, very important life and my dating life to come on your show. Now let's get the business. What is it you want to know?
I want to know tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, live as the world is watching on USA Cable, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, you and Hacksaw Jim Duggan for the Intercontinental title. Lumberjacks will surround the ring. I talked to Mr. Perfect a little bit earlier. He said he would be one of the Lumberjacks tomorrow night, and that could pose some problems for you if you haven't thought about it.
Oh, you know, everybody's talking about Hacksaw Jim Duggan and this big Lumberjack match, and I'm supposed to be petrified that Mr. Perfect is going to be one of the Lumberjacks. I mean, at WrestleMania, everybody saw what I did to the man. I'm surprised he's got the guts to show his face on nationwide TV as it is.
All right.
But, now, don't talk when I'm talking to you.
Excuse me.
You know I don't like that. So now,
Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I've already proved to everybody I can beat the man. He's big, he's slow, he's ugly, and let's face it, he ain't Shawn Michaels.
Well, last week it seemed that, just looking at the match, I watched the program from my home, and it seemed to me that you wanted to leave. You were like escaping.
I was done.
Well, yeah, the match was
mopping the floor with the guy, so I decided to take the night off early. You know, no big deal.
Well,
you're the champ. You can do that. You make the rules.
Well, one good thing about being the champion, they got to beat you. You don't have to beat them.
That's right. And you want to know something? I mean, let's face it. Everybody can say what they want about Shawn Michaels, but the Intercontinental Championship is the most prestigious belt in the World Wrestling Federation and all of wrestling. Now, I know that people are going to say, the World Wrestling Federation title is the biggest. Well, let's face it. That belt is somewhere in a dressing room out in Hollywood. Hasn't even been defended. Hulk Hogan's been sitting around making movies while Shawn Michaels, the hardest working man in the World Wrestling Federation, has been defending his Intercontinental title every single night successfully. And that is the mark of a great champion. And that's the mark of Shawn Michaels.
All right, Mr. Michaels. Again, we look forward to your matchup tomorrow night. And I know that Hacksaw Jim Duggan has really been preparing for this one tomorrow night. And the world will see it live as it happens on USA Cable. And I think it's going to be interesting. Especially, I understand Yokozuna may even be a lumberjack. And that could be a problem for Duggan.
Well, you know, I wasn't born yesterday. And you don't get to be the Intercontinental Champion by being some dummy. He wants to bring Mr. Perfect? Well, I got a big 505-pound friend of my own by the name of Yokozuna, the future World Wrestling Federation champion. And, I don't want to say anything, but myself, Mr. Fuji, and Yokozuna have been talking it up a little bit, and we got quite a surprise tomorrow night for Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
All right. Shawn Michaels, thank you for your time. Again, I know you're busy. I know the ladies are waiting, and we hope you have a good evening.
No, don't worry. I will, Jimmy.
Thank you very much. Shawn Michaels, the Intercontinental Champion, giving us a call tonight here on the program. Let's get right back to the telephones, and Danny has been holding for quite some time, and young Danny is in Buford. Danny, you're on AM 750 WSB.
I have two questions for you.
Okay.
One is, what happened to Alexandria York?
Apparently, she left the wrestling business. I don't think she's in managing wrestlers anymore, so I really don't know what she's doing in her private life, quite honestly, but I know that she's not actively involved in wrestling at this time.
And what is a lumberjack do in a lumberjack match?
He makes sure that if one of the wrestlers tries to leave the ring before the match is over, or someone is thrown out through the ropes, that they throw them back in, so the lumberjacks just surround the ring and kind of like make a human fence around the ring so that the wrestlers cannot escape. Let's talk to Charles in Woodstock. Charles, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross, and I thank you for holding, sir.
Jim?
Yes, sir?
I got a question about WCW.
Go right ahead.
I was wondering what legends are going to be in the Slamboree, and another question, who's your favorite thing that's going to win it?
You know, I've heard a lot of the legends that are going to be in there. I watched one of the programs, watched a report on the Slamboree. I know that, of course, Dusty Rhodes and Ole Anderson will be in it, Black Jack Mulligan. I've heard several other names. I think Nick Bockwinkel from the AWA and Dory Funk Jr. are going to have a 10-minute exhibition or something like that. I don't have a lot of information on that, quite frankly, and I also heard that some other names were advertised that were not going to be there. I heard that the Crusher was advertised, but he wasn't going to be there. That's just what I hear. I don't know. So, but I'm sure it'll be an impressive group of folks that have spent lots of years in the sport. So that'll be on the, when is that, the 23rd or something like that? Talk to Travis in McDonough. Travis, you're on AM 750 WSB.
How you doing, Jim?
Good.
I have two questions for you.
Go ahead.
One is, where's Ultimate Warrior at right now?
He was, the last I heard, he was on a tour. He was in a tour with a promoter in Austria or in some other parts of Europe. But he's doing some independent stuff, so he's working for various promoters, basically out of the country. He's doing some stuff here, but not much.
Okay, and when will Bret Hart be receiving a rematch for the world title?
I don't know. I think he's well overdue, quite honestly. He's a great wrestler. I think that he is one of the measuring sticks in our business right now. He's a tremendous athlete. A lot of people say he deserved the match in Dayton on the 13th, not Yokozuna. It should be Bret Hart and Hulk Hogan. But, yeah. You know, that's all opinion. So I hope he gets one soon. I think he deserves it. I think he's past due. And we're going to have more here on the program. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, if I can, Daryl, about the WWF Fan Club. Let's do that right now. Can we do that? Sure we can. I've got it right here, folks. We are prepared. This is a tight radio broadcast here at 47 minutes after the hour. Since I've been talking about the World Wrestling Federation Fan Club, a lot of you youngsters have joined, and a lot of you talk to your moms and dads about it. It's a great gift. It's a good Christmas gift. It's a good birthday gift. It's a good, hey, thank goodness school's over gift, and I make good grades. It's a lot of fun in all seriousness. And this is one of the most unique fan clubs for kids and fans of any age, quite frankly. You know, I always get calls about the theme music, the entrance music of the various wrestlers. Well, you get a if you join the fan club, you get an all-new cassette containing your favorite WWF Superstars theme music. You also get a membership card, a photo collage, a newsletter. You get savings on the magazine subscriptions and merchandise. And you also get a free ticket to a live WWF event in your area. Now, to be a part of it, you can send your check or money order for $13.45 to WWF Fan Club, Post Office Box 3864, Stamford, Connecticut, 06905. Or tomorrow you can pick a phone up and call them at 203-353-2800. That's the WWF Fan Club. Be a part of it. I guarantee you'll have a lot of fun, and we'll have more of your telephone calls after this. This is Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB.
This is Michael P.S. Hayes with the Fabulous Freebirds. And, baby, when you're hot, and the hottest thing going in talk radio today is Wrestling with Jim Ross here on AM 750 WSB. And if you think you're hot enough to handle it, call 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK.
I see hear a debate between Michael Hayes and Neil Bortz. I think Neil Bortz probably in another life was a wrestling manager. You know, verbose, braggadocious, overbearing, so forth and so on. Anyway, we're back here on Wrestling with Jim Ross, and our meteorologist Kirk Headlock Miller says that tonight a few clouds. Look like it could be a little bit of rain in the area, and a low of only 62 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, high of 86 degrees tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day here in the Atlanta area. We're going back to the telephones, and we're going to talk to Kerry in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Kerry, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Jim?
Good, thanks.
Here's a couple questions. First off, other than the tournament and the Hogan match, what other matches are they going to have at the pay-per-view?
Well, Kerry, I've read a lot of things about matches that are allegedly going to take place there on June 13th. But I'm going to be very, very honest with you. I have only seen the Hogan-Yokozuna match and then the tournament bracket. That if those matches took place, that would be 8 matches in all. And I don't know how many more the time restraints would allow you to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it depends how long they're going to have.
Yeah.
For the whole,
there you go. So I don't know how that's going to work. But I hear rumors there are going to be other matches. But as far as I know, that's all it is a rumor.
Oh, one last thing. I think a caller early had said what happened to Alexander York.
Uh-huh.
But from what I understand, is she's playing housewife. She is married to Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, is that what you heard? Well, yeah. There you go. You got that from Kerry in Baton Rouge, and you can just consider the source there. Kerry, thank you very much for your call. Now let's talk to Dave calling us from Maryland. Dave, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. I thank you for holding.
Okay, thank you. I have a question. Has Hulk Hogan defended the title in the last 30 days, and if not, why hasn't he been stripped of it?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. To my knowledge, I don't know that he has defended in the last 30 days. I don't know. What I'm saying to you, Dave, is I don't know of an instance where he did defend it, and that would be something that Jack Tunney would need to address. Maybe we could get Jack Tunney on the program here sometime. We thank you for your call. Let's talk to Ricky in Mapleton. Ricky, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. How you doing?
Okay. I was just having another question about the Big Boss Man. Do you feel that he's worthy to be the WWF champion, or does he have the ability to perform to do it?
Yeah, he's He really is getting better. And, you know, he dropped some weight.
Yes,
and,
I did.
And I think that really helped his career, and I really think it helped him as a wrestler improve his stamina, because one of the things that he has going for him, he's a great athlete. He's got good balance and good quickness for a big man. Mm-hmm. And I think he got a little heavy at one time. I think he looks great now, and I think the best is yet to come.
Are you going to try to get him on?
We ought to get him on sometime. We had so many calls tonight, we certainly should try to do that. Let's talk to Angela in Morrow. Angela, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. How you doing tonight?
Good.
I want to know, whatever happened at AWA?
The AWA is a memory. It's a memory in a bald head. No, it's a memory in, used to be in Minnesota. And, of course, it looks like WCW is the AWA of the South now. And but AWA basically is no longer in business. At one time, they were a great organization, but they kind of fell by the wayside. We thank you for very much. Let's talk to Robert in Villa Rica. How you doing, Robert?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. This may sound a little silly, but with this Undertaker Giant Gonzalez deal, why don't they just put them in the ring, let them fight till one of them's unconscious, and let the other one be the winner?
Well, that probably would be the best way to do it, or put them in a cage where they make sure you get a winner conclusively.
If they do put them in a cage, make something like just bring whatever the hell you want, and them, the first one that gets out wins.
That sounds like one of those lights out matches. That I used to broadcast out in the Mid-South area. It was not for the weak at heart, as they say. Dave in Toronto, Ontario. You're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. Dave, and thank you for calling.
Well, good evening, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's great. One big question I had, and I just wondered about this. If you could inquire for me, or if you could even let me know.
Okay.
We don't get Monday Night Raw in Canada, unless you have a satellite dish.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if there's any plans on syndicating the program so that we could get it up here.
Dave, it's a great question, and one that I will ask this week when I'm in the WWF offices, and I'll try to get an answer for you on the air next week on that deal. That's a good question.
Yeah.
And watching live wrestling on TV is great. I don't care. You know, we can all say what our favorites are and so forth, but watching live wrestling on TV is super, and Raw on Monday nights at 9 on USA is a lot of fun.
It is. I've seen it on satellite, and I think it's great.
All right, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Bye-bye. Dave in Toronto. And we want to thank you for being with us tonight. We'll be back with you live here next week. Do you realize in the last few weeks, you think about some of the guests we've had on this broadcast. We've had Vince McMahon here, Bobby the Brain Heenan, Shawn Michaels. We broadcast WrestleMania 9 live. We've had Ted DiBiase, Bret the Hitman Hart, Hacksaw Duggan, Lex Luger, Luna Vachon, Jerry Lawler, Randy Savage. We've talked to Mr. Perfect tonight and The Wizard. A lot of fun here on the show, and we're going to have some more guests for you next week. Hope you'll be a part of it. Tell your friends about our program, and we've got a lot of things to tell you about here next week. A lot of interesting things going on in the world of wrestling, and we'll update you on them next week here on the program. For my producer, Daryl Harris, I'm Jim Ross saying once again, so long, everybody.